You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Alex Dunn in the presenter's chair with Paddy Aspel, and we're going to just take a quick look ahead to some of tomorrow's action. Before we do, it's best to look back, isn't it, at the best of today's racing and the Welsh Grand National, Paddy, which went the way of the market leader, Elegant Escape, and it never really looked in doubt from three out. The favourite well back through the course of the day, well back through the course of the last few weeks as well, and made no mistake.
No, and I mean, to be honest, the thing about this horse is that was a fine effort in the, well, they don't call it the Hennessy anymore, at Newbury last time. Handicapper actually dropped him £4 for that run. Mm. You know, that could have been the win of the race today. He's very, very low mileage. They didn't hang around over hurdles with him because they obviously seen that his speciality was going to be chasing, and, you know, and connections. That you see them do that quite often, you know, they don't hang around if they've got a proper stay in National Hunt type, and that's what they've done with this chap, and he's been very, very progressive. You know, to say he won around Sandown, you would say, oh, he can't really lack pace, but it was a four-runner race. It was on the back of a wind-up, and he was just by far the best horse in the race. But, you know, today it just sort of proved that he just wants a thorough test, and he's a proper sort of old-fashioned staying chaser. From the back of the last, it's a long old run in, although they're slightly on the downhill run at Chepstow to the line. He did idle a little bit, but as soon as the horse on the far side of Martin Pipes got to his girths, he went away again. Yeah. And, you know, to win a Welsh National with a little bit in hand, you know, was very, very impressive. And, you know, this is a horse that's really on the upgrade.
3-1 favourite in the end, Elegant Escape. The Pipe Runner, the David Pipe Runner in second, Ramses de Teye 10-1. Yala Anki third, 12s. Ron's Dream was fourth at 16-1. And we were paying five places on the race. And the old boy, Raz de Marais, last year's winner, managed to stay on into fifth at 25-1. But it was almost odd to see a Welsh Grand National not run in absolute slop.
Yeah, we mentioned that. And I think, to be honest, it would have counted against a lot of the runners in the field. You know, the Bad Eel for Ross O'Sullivan. Mm. You know, a horse like that, the ground literally has got to be unraceable. And, you know, for the old horse of Gavin Cromwell's, Raz de Marais to run as well as he did, because, I mean, I think he's rising 14. You know, he's a hell of a good horse. But it was, you would say, a mini gamble, wasn't it, on the winner?
I mean, 3-1 favourite, you know, in such a competitive field.
Such a wide open race, yeah. But, you know, he's a horse with very low mileage, as I've said. And, you know, he really is on the improve. And, you know, like we already mentioned, to win a Welsh National and idling up the run-in, it takes a bit of doing. So no, it was very good. But no, I'd have to agree, it wasn't the normal grueling sort of proper slog that we've come to associate with the race.
It's hard to know where to start when looking back at Boxing Day's action, because there was just so much of it. But, well, I say it's hard to know where to start. There is one logical place to start, Paddy, and that was the King George. Do we have another potential superstar to add to the ranks? Because on paper it looked a cracking race. Mm. And in the end, Klander's Oboe has just sauntered away from the field.
Yeah, he did. I mean, look, it was a funny old race in a way, because all Corny Greed, he did what he does, but, you know, he checked out, I think it was seven out. So that was a fair way from home. There was one or two disappointments, you would have to say, in behind. You know, people would say, oh, that he was let down by his jump in the Twisting Davis horse. He crashed out early doors, so, and then and brought out the Northern horse waiting patiently.
Bristol Demain waiting patiently, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, if people could crib the race, maybe they think that it fell apart ever so slightly. And, you know, they say, some people might be of the opinion that, you know, Native River is just a Cheltenham specialist. So there was angles to maybe criticise that.
Might bite bled.
Yeah, that's, you know, right. There was a trickle of blood there, they reported after. So, look, there's a case that people might think, well, it wasn't the strongest King George we're ever going to see. Mm. But nonetheless, Thistlecrack, who ran a massive race at Haydock previously, you know, who was held back by his jumping a little bit. He was just a little bit ring rusty. But he finished off quite nicely. I thought on the day, given an excellent ride by Tom Scudamore, because he hung on to the horse as long as he could, but, you know, was still trying his best and trying to finish as close as he could. And the horse ran a really encouraging race. And he's backed that up, you know, because he's run straight and true yesterday and he's run right to the line. It was a lovely winner for Harry Cobden. You know, he's a fine horseman, and it's great to see him doing so well now after that terrible injury he had earlier in the year. And, you know, it was a great day for the Nicholls team. They had stacks of winners up and down the country, as you would expect of a yard of that size on such a busy afternoon of Boxing Day. But, yeah, look, I don't think he'll go down as a vintage, but nonetheless, he's turned up. He's bagged the prize, so we can't knock him.
And one horse who people have been hoping would turn up but didn't, but did run today at Kempton, was Altior, who absolutely hacked up his price, suggested he would. He's twos on to win the Queen Mother Champion Chase at Cheltenham, but he's just a superstar, isn't he?
He is, and you know what? Even that said, Alex, he ran behind the bridle a little bit today for him. Normally, he shows a bit more exuberance than that, whereas today you could just see sort of Nico was having a chivy at him once or twice just to keep his mind on the job, simply because in that standard race today, he wasn't being tested. And when a horse isn't being tested, and it's the same even in humans, if you're doing things very easy, you can afford to take liberties and just sort of take it easy a little bit. But nonetheless, when he was asked to go about his job and do it, he duly did. And, you know, he won as the betting suggested he should do. So and he picked up a real nice prize along the way.
He did. The top quality racing action continues through this festive period. Tomorrow at Leopardstown. Now, the stuff domestically tomorrow, Paddy, not the strongest. We're going to get on to a couple of races at Lingfield shortly, nevertheless. At Leopardstown tomorrow, there's two big races. The 150, where Apple's Jade is 8-13. It's 11-4 for Faheen and 12s and bigger the rest. I'm surprised that Apple's Jade, as silly as it sounds, is as big as 8-13, because she's been superb this season. And Faheen looks at not a shadow of his former self, but he's not back to his best, is he? And there doesn't appear to be much else that could trouble Apple's Jade there.
No, but, I mean, Faheem was 6-1. He's 11-4 now.
Yeah, true.
You know, true. So
Someone knows something somewhere.
Yeah, and coming from that yard, it's really very difficult to ignore. But Apple's Jade, especially so far this season, it's been impossible to pick holes in this mare's form. And, you know, you could really see the last day that Jack Kennedy, you know, visually these horses could be impressive to the eye, but sometimes to get more a better idea of how a horse has performed, sometimes I'm pulling up, if you look at a jockey's face, you know, because Jack Kennedy is a high class jockey, he rides plenty of big race winners, but his expression that day just sort of reflected the sort of feel he just had off her, you know. So she obviously felt absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
And, you know, that would give me real confidence. And I'd agree, at 8-13, it's not, you know, it's...
She's not falls on, is she?
No, you know, she's not. You know, you would expect her to be taking, you know, a whopping chunk of the market. But at 8-13, I think she is representing, you know, relatively decent value.
Yeah. That is the Christmas hurdle. The Savills Chase coming up at 3 o'clock as well. That's the race formerly known as the Lexus. And again, Gigginstown have got a strong hand, as you'd expect. They've got the favourite, Road to Respect, who won the race last year, 9-4. 5-1 Bells Hill. Shattered Love, 6s, the only mare in the lineup. 9-1 for Mona Lee. Annabelle Fly is 10s. 12-1 for Kemboy. 14s and bigger the rest. Again, it's a pretty competitive race, but Road to Respect, the right favourite, Paddy.
Yeah, I think so. You know, Noah Mead has never made any secret of the sort of regard that he holds his horse in, and, you know, he's trained him very, very well. I don't think he's always been the easiest to train, and Gigginstown have got a strong hand here with Outlander and Shattered Love. We've also got Kemboy, who won the Clonmel Oil Chase on his last outing, you know, Ed Wolf with Derek O'Connor back in the plate again tomorrow. So, look, I mean, although he's a 9-year-old and he hasn't really pulled up any trees since, it's amazing sort of the certain time of year where horses can click with a certain jockey. So, you know, there's a few angles to come in at here. We've got Bells Hill, you know, for an 8 year old, he is very low mileage. He's obviously been another one in the category where he's maybe not been the easiest to train. Back at a flow, I mean, they've got five or six in it here, Jigginstown. Annabelle Fly for Tony Martin and Barry Geraghty up the top. That one, I think, represents reasonable value around about 10 to 1. But no, I think he's a worthy favourite, this Road Respect at 9 to 4, because, you know, Noel Mead, he never does hide sort of his liking for an animal. If you know, if he does get a good one, you know, he doesn't, without dressing them up, he sort of tells people that, you know, this how good they are, and he doesn't sort of hold any secrets. So, but I'm looking forward to watching it, because it's a very, very open race, really. But I think Road Respect, a worthy favourite.
It is indeed a good quality race. Mm-hmm. And you can listen to all the action tomorrow on William Hill Racing Radio, including Lingfield, where Paddy's going to throw two at us now. Which is the first at Lingfield that you want to look at, Paddy? It's a very early start at Lingfield, by the way. 11:35 the first race. That means we're on air at 11:25 on Racing Radio tomorrow.
Yeah, tell me about it. I'm working again tomorrow, so it's...
may as well stay overnight.
Yeah, early start, but early start, early finish, Alex.
That's true.
The, like we mentioned earlier, the jumping meetings this side of the water tomorrow isn't very strong, Catrick and Leicester. But so I've gone to the flat at Lingfield. And in the 12:05, I've gone for a horse here who won last time in Keep a Country TV for Pat Phelan. John Egan was on board that day. Stable Apprentice is on board tomorrow. Paddy Bradley, who is a very, very capable rider, and he just recently had his claim reduced from 5 down to 3, but he's a really good kid. Struggles with his weight a bit. He's a big lad, but that said, you know, he's a big, strong lad. So this one is up £5, but because Paddy wasn't on board that day and he's got to take three off tomorrow, really it's only a £2 rise for, you know, a pretty convincing course and distance win. And the money did come. I mean, look, it had shown enough in its previous efforts to sort of let us know that there was some ability there. But, you know, without jumping off the page, Pat Phelan is a very, very capable trainer. And I think he's placed this one well, and off a mark of 51, taking into account the rider's claim tomorrow. Has got a nice draw in 4. Just ticking a good few boxes for me tomorrow to go back to back.
Okay, that's Keep It Country TV in the 12:05 at Lingfield. That's in the nursery. And the other race, Paddy, you wanted to look at?
I went later in the card in the... I think it was... Where were we? In the 2:55, another last time out winner. Mm-hmm. At a massive price in 50-1, Astro Jewel. Now, it was on that very, very unique surface at Suttle on the fibre sand. It was making its fibre sand debut. It was relatively unfancied. But the thing about this filly is, it's by Havana Gold out of Astro Libre. Now, the trainer, Mark Tompkins, knows this family incredibly well.
Yeah.
And she is related to some nice winners. But he's also got that very, very lovable, well, he's now a chaser of Oliver Sherwood's Raven Black in the family. So, you know, there's some nice winners there, and the dam was very capable herself. And, I mean, look, you've got to take it with a pinch of salt sometimes, Sullivan Farm, because Sullivan Farm doesn't travel. It's a very unique surface. But if you get a horse there that will show relatively little elsewhere, but round Sullivan, they just handle it, because there's no rules for race riding around there. It just goes as fast as you can for as long as you can. But sometimes, if you do get a hold-up horse, it takes a very brave horse to actually face that kickback and quicken up through it. But previous to that Sullivan run the last day, Astro Jewel, I counted up earlier, had beaten five horses in 4 runs.
Yeah.
And on its 2 previous runs leading up to the Suttle run, hadn't beaten any horses. So it just showed its liking for the surface, and was well ridden that day. I mean, it was badly handicapped, I'd have said, off a mark of 55, because it finished last round Chelmsford earlier in December. Handicapper never altered its mark £1. So, you know, I would say Mark Tompkins, it was more out of desperation that he thought, I've got to sort of try something else, because the handicapper's not helping me to win a race. I'm going to have to try a different surface. And he was proved right by going to Suttle. But obviously, back on Polytrack tomorrow at Lingfield, but off a mark of 59, but Theodore Ladd rides, so it's going to be 49, or should I say 50, get my sums right here, 54.
Yes.
So look, it's still got to prove that now that she's managed to get her head in front, that she can show something back on this surface. But I think if she does, I think we could have a quite nicely handicapped filly here for Mark Tompkins. Like I said, he knows the family ever so well.
Okay, interesting. A few fancies then for Friday's action. Cheers, Paddy.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.